This year's mild fall is keeping the Onondaga County Health Department busy. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, an increase in algae in Skaneateles Lake and mosquito-borne illnesses are still being monitored at a time when they're usually a fading summer memory.
By the time Columbus Day weekend rolls around, central New York is generally entrenched in fall weather. But this year's decidedly summery feel shows no sign of going away.
The warm weather certainly made it, so there's a couple issues hanging on that usually are gone by now.
Environmental Health Director Lisa Letney says the county continues to monitor an algae bloom in Skaneateles Lake that popped up in mid-September. The bloom, which thrives in hot, dry weather, has released a dangerous toxin that's infiltrated the pipes that carry drinking water to the city of Syracuse. Letney says daily tests continue to show drinking water is safe.
We are still getting some low levels in the raw intake water, but any of the water that's reaching the customers, we have not found any of it. It's been all non-detect.
Letney says the blooms will go away once cooler temperatures prevail. That's the same story with mosquitoes. The county just announced its second case of West Nile virus in a human this fall, a disease passed along from infected mosquitoes. That means the usual late summer warnings to avoid the pesky insects continue.
The numbers are low, but it doesn't matter, really. I mean, anybody should be protecting themselves if they're out and mosquitoes are active.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.